Okay, well, look, finally then, when you, from Joshua Tree, when you decided to sort of take this journey through America with a camera, etc., and you did your rattling home, and you did a bit of live here, and a bit of new stuff here, and maybe even there was a song from Joshua Tree left out that you put in there as well, all this kind of stuff, it was an amalgamation of everything. Then you came out with Octone Baby later on, and when Octone Baby was finished, you did this sort of very quick album. Now, a lot of people, the quick album is a live album because you're on tour, but yours wasn't. Yours was Europa. So in other words, what I'm saying is this time, without a gap so long, is it possible that we could see a follow-up to How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb very quickly? In other words, even though you like to do the 4 years of an album, now and again, it's good to get one out too because it's good for the head.
That's true.
If it could be great,
yeah,
it would be great. If it could be great. Just, lastly, just one thing, kind of on your penultimate question there. You're talking about the last album and similar themes with our very first album.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cycle. So, last night we were playing the Electric Company, Electrica, from our first album. Yeah. I'm standing there in the middle of this, you know, stadium or whatever it is, this big production behind us, with my mates. We're playing. Edge has gone into one. He's playing like I don't think he's ever played before, or certainly like he didn't play when we originally wrote the song. I don't think. Sorry, mate. And I had an interesting feeling. I remember the TV club, and your face came into my head, and I thought, that's weird. I was having one of those mad moments. It was like a hallucination. Right. And, so...
Was I handsome?
Well, no, you weren't. You were an ugly fucker. You had a big beard. And,
That's right, actually. We'll edit that out. Go on, yeah.
You're handsome now, Dave. And, but it's like... I did have one of those wobbles where whatever time we've spent being in a band completely disappeared. And I was... do you remember a place called the TV Club?
Ah, but you give me a break. Of course I do.
Yeah,
DJ there sometimes.
But isn't that mad?
That is bad.
In the middle of the song.
But that's about
this came into my head.
But this is about the third or fourth song that you're playing in the gig, and you're sticking all those ones together from the very early days. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, it's probably going to do that to you, because I mean, they're not even the Stories for Boys and I Will Follow in Glory yet. The people might think, oh yeah, they're going to go back to the early days. They're a bit more kind of.
No, we were playing on Conto of Into the Heart.
Yeah.
In America, there's a lot of head scratching. But it was brilliant, you know, it was brilliant to just go off in there. Mm. I mean, we played on this tour in the US, we played 10 songs that no one had ever heard before out of 20. Think about that. 10 songs out of 20 that no one has ever heard before. 7 from the new album.
Yeah.
And 3.
And those 3.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest, I just want to say, in Los Angeles, and I was saying this in Los Angeles, I think the audience were a little bit confused with those 3 that you put together. They just couldn't really get it.
Oh, no. I don't think you were wrong.
The concert went down a bit, which isn't a bad thing.
I don't think you were wrong. I think it was.
We knew that would probably happen, but we were okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
But I did have a bit of a strange one last night. In the middle of that song, and maybe because I knew you were there, it just went right back, and I thought... It was just one of those moments. Now, maybe that's Alzheimer's or...
It's just a nice way to end an interview. Thank you very much indeed, Bono, and thank you very much, Edge.
Dave, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Been a pleasure as usual.